from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, Jennifer!
We know trucks.
Where's Leroy? Is he hobnobbing again?
Hobnobbing. He's probably having another creamer battle.
Probably hobnobbing.
Actually, I think
with
he
Wes
is
Welker.
On his way back.
Okay. Is he angry? Can you tell by his walk? Does he look like Stone Cold Steve Austin coming down the
Nope. Looks like he is.
I think he heated up a donut.
Looks like that's he has a churro donut, and he looks pretty damn happy, if you ask me.
Have you tried any of those donuts out there?
I want to. I'm not sure which one I want.
All right.
I'm not sure which donut I want, but they do look very good.
I appreciate it. It's an appropriate size. It's
blueberry. Do I go blueberry? Do I go chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not really sure which one.
Do the one with the sour cream inside?
Is there one with sour cream inside? Is there any more of those?
What do you mean? It's a sour cream donut. It doesn't have sour cream inside.
You said there was a cream inside.
You got a Chipotle donut?
I don't do donuts with guts.
But I don't think there's sour cream inside donuts.
No, there's not.
That's what he said.
There's a Jupiter donut.
It's a sour cream donut.
Jupiter donuts by where I live, and they do a guava and cream cheese.
Oh,
donut.
Hey, that's good.
That's good.
I don't do donuts stuffed with
ridiculous, dude.
No.
Let us get to this. So Mike McDaniel was asked today.
Oh, nice.
Spoke to the media this morning.
Is he still answering that question, or are you going to wait?
I think he's on the practice field now.
Okay.
I think he is done.
He made it.
But here is Mike McDaniel. He was asked, will Tua and starters play on Saturday in preseason game? Here is Mike McDaniel.
I anticipated this question. And so I thought, how can I responsibly answer it and just be honest? Well, the idea from a starting point is that, you know, I want some starters to play in the game. Now, to say exactly which individuals those are, specifically with the collection of, you know, injuries that you have to manage and, you know, not really knowing what takes place today, we'll make some final assessments on who those players are going to be as a staff tomorrow. But the approaching it, and as I've explained to the players, the approach will be that the guys that are known starters, you know, with exceptions, but the starting point is that they will get some action this game, and then we'll just take it case by case from there.
What?
He answered that responsibly.
What?
Come on, man.
Wait.
But
he's good.
So did he say yes or no?
I think he said some of them. Some of them, I think, is what he basically wanted to say.
Holy smokes!
He's like, I anticipated this question.
If he ever wants to do radio, he can waste time.
I anticipated this question.
I anticipated this question. Here's how I will not answer that. But say words.
Holy smokes!
He started that perfectly.
That's yeah. Like, you know what I would like? Next time you go there.
What are you doing, bro? You like taking us to an Apple store? Like, what's going on?
Next time somebody is there. I don't want pictures of Mike McDaniel. I want you to show the audience while they're paying attention to Mike McDaniel.
You want a room cam?
I want a room cam. Because I wonder how many mouths are like... Because I'm telling you, if I had a conversation with him, I would definitely look like one of those minions. Just like...
He is like a minion.
Right.
He kind of looks like a minion.
Like, what are you... Like, holy smokes! So, like, I would just say, so Mike, is that a yes or no?
Okay, with the great ones. Could you imagine how long that response would have been if he didn't anticipate the question?
You think he dreams about these? Like,
no!
He goes to sleep and he thinks about it.
No, he gets it. I'm sure
that's it.
PR staff goes in and he goes, all right, Mike, here's what you got to guys.
For Halloween, he has to dress up as a Jedi. Right? He has to. Get his Jedi Jordans, right? Because you know he got to wear some Jordans, right? And a lightsaber.
Imagine his
so,
wife asking
the way
what he
I gather it is.
Imagine his wife asking him what he wants for dinner. Yeah, she said, well, honey, it's breakfast time now. No, I have to do that at home. So what? I have to ask what we want for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
At 12. Because by the time everybody, then it's dinner time.
Yeah.
Or here's the deal. When I say, hey, what do you guys feel like eating? Well, I'm not hungry right now. Right. I'm talking about later. I'm trying to get everything together so we can eat at a reasonable time. Right. Nobody says nothing. I go get food. As soon as I get to the place, pick up the food. Hey, can you get me? I'm kind of hungry now. Like,
I've been there. That's a kid special.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's a kid special for sure.
Car chicken wing? Nah, I haven't had chicken wings in the car in a while.
I anticipate.
I go with the boneless. Go with the boneless now.
It'd be great if Big Spoon goes to you. I anticipated this question.
No, she's like, no. This is what she does. Let me tell you what marriage is like. Marriage is like being with somebody that always want to make the decisions unless you ask them. So, if you go and get some food, oh, why didn't you ask me if I was hungry? Okay. And then if I say, hey, what do you feel like eating for dinner? What do you want? Now you don't want to answer? Like, that's what it is. Everything. I'm telling you. It's torture. So I'll send out the email. Hey, when they're on their way home.
An email?
No, a text.
Oh, okay.
On the way home. Hey, what you guys feel like eating?
Is it a group chat?
No. Well, because Rebecca and Mel will be together.
Oh, okay.
Because you pick them up. And I say, what you guys feel like eating? And my daughter, I wonder if she's my kid sometimes because she goes, Indian food.
Indian food's good.
I'm like, what? I mean, see, there's certain things, maybe it's me, certain foods that they talk about, people eat with their hands. I'm out. I'm not rapping, no.
Yeah, we're at a crossroads in my house with my kids too, because my son, he wants
the same thing.
He only wants Chipotle or spaghetti and meatballs, and my daughter only wants KFC.
KFC? Wow, wait a minute. That is an upset.
Loves KFC.
Can I just say this? Loves Not even Chick-fil-A.
Nope.
Mm. So she went
KFC, three tender meal with mashed potatoes. It's like if she could just live on that, she would have it every day.
Wait, solid KFC? Meal,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
I gotta tell you, I'm stumped. Cause that's
loves KFC.
You're at a loss for words. You didn't anticipate that answer.
Like intangibles don't usually go for the KFC. I'm just say that, right?
I think they do though.
Huh?
I would have been more surprised if she's like churches. Gotta have churches. I'd be more surprised. No, yeah.
There's not a church anymore.
Popeyes. I don't know. Popeyes when that chicken sandwich came out. A lot of crazy things happened to people.
Oh, they've had Popeyes. There's Popeyes in the food court.
Delicious. I like.
But wait. KFC.
Yeah. Huh. I like it.
I gotta tell you, I'm so rattled. That rattled me. Yep. That rattled me. Now, spaghetti and meatballs, that's him.
That's him.
That's him.
Love spaghetti and meatballs. But only his mom's. And then, like, he's like, come on. Because she has to do, like, the handmade meatballs. If she tries to cheat and she does the Publix meatballs, he goes, you got the ones pre-made, huh?
Well, you know what? This makes sense though, because he went through that whole phase of the smoothies.
Yeah. Oh, that's over. Yeah. I got it in by like the ninja blender. Yeah, he thought he was gonna run a jump.
No. So wait. So no, this is nothing. So I said, you know what? Instead of going buy $7 for a coffee, you know, when I was getting coffee every morning. It comes and goes, right? I said, I'm going to get a K-Cup machine. I love that little K-Cup thing they got up there. Push a button, boop, right? You get the cups. You don't have to go through the... There's no room for that! We don't need that!
In your kitchen?
Something else you're going to put. We're just going to pile up on the thing, right? Guess what Fonz got her for her birthday?
A K-Cup.
Espresso maker.
K-Cup.
Oh.
And... a whole bunch of assortment of coffees, and they make them every morning.
She loves it.
Yeah, I can't use it.
Why?
You can't use it?
I can't hit 4 ounces.
Do a double.
Huh?
Double.
I don't know. I haven't figured
it out. You got to swap out both cups, and then you get 8 ounces. That's how I make it over there.
Do it what now?
So, like, if it's only got a 4 ounce option?
No. It doesn't have, all it has is an 8 ounce. I think all it has a regular cup. I can't go 4 ounces.
I got you.
Oh, you want less.
You can't do it.
Right. Right. I can't do it that way. Right. And that's the only way I know how to drink it. But yeah, man.
You want another Mike McDaniel answer?
Anticipated this question.
Yeah. Do you want one?
Sure.
He was asked about the orange jersey because Julian Hill got the orange jersey. I said, new George Kittle. And no pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure. But, you know, I'm calling him new George Kittle. And Julian Hill was just like, he was explaining what an honor it was. Like, truly moved.
Wait,
that he was.
Julian Hill was answering or Mike McDaniel was answering for Julian Hill?
Julian Hill yesterday was talking about what an honor it was to win the orange jersey, you know, because, like, you get a message and then, like, it's go time because you got to make the playlist. And he's very excited about this.
Right.
But Mike McDaniel was explaining that it's like Fight Club. There's one rule with the orange jersey. Now, when he says one rule, this means he's going to take 2 minutes to answer this. But here is Mike McDaniel on the orange jersey.
Of the playlist. They love forcing the will of the listeners. And like, one of the rules about the orange jersey is that there's no such thing. You don't complain about the music during practice, because if you don't like the music, change the music. You know what I mean?
That's deep.
So if you don't like the, if you don't like Liam Eikenberg's playlist, all right, put on a show against him when he's wearing the orange jersey, and you can have a playlist, and you can truly show the audience how much better your musical ear is than theirs. So it's a fun thing we like doing, and guys seem to like it. And there is pressure, like unintended consequence every single time. If I give an orange jersey to a defensive lineman, the offensive line takes it as an offense. If a, if an offensive line gets an orange jersey, you better believe people are lining up to go against him in one-on-ones. That's a competitive spirit that I appreciate, and you know, we do a good job protecting the team and protecting each other, so something I embrace.
Wow.
Woo!
Words.
Me.
Holy smokes. I like to talk, right? But there is your Super Bowl MVP right there. Because, like, it's hard-pressed for the people that ask him the question when he get done, and you go, well, wouldn't I just ask him?
Coach, why do you like the orange jersey? By the way, that was half the answer.
What?
I'm not even
there
joking.
Was more?
Oh, I cut out half the answer.
So here's the deal. And stop bad-mouthing Liam Eikenberg, who got the orange jersey before?
He caught the stray.
Right. Liam Eikenberg caught the stray.
Apparently he had a bad playlist. I mean, why would you mention if he didn't have a bad playlist?
Oh, well, yeah.
You know?
What do you think is on his playlist?
Redneck Central?
Really? Because I was going to say, like, Slayer, you know?
Really?
I feel like it would have been, I think it would have been, like, a JFig playlist.
That's a great playlist. I'm sorry.
I think, like, Eikenberg is, like, you know, you bash your head against the wall.
It's hard to practice that. Nah, 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 nah. You're trying to concentrate. Listen,
it's
the
like
thing
you're getting
about,
ready
the
for
thing,
battle. What
the,
are you talking
no,
about?
The thing about football is you have to be physical and aggressive and poised.
Exactly.
Nothing about that music says I'm poised.
But it says everything else.
Yeah, but you still need to be poised. Mm. You can't just go beat the brakes off anybody. You got to do it in the context of what you're doing. You got to be focused. Listen to a little R&B or something like that. My playlist was extensive. Y'all hear my playlist? I have all kinds of music.
My favorite part when he said the offense took it offensively.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was
That's
great.
Him.
Hey, I'm telling you. Dude, you think he gets home and his wife just looks at him and goes, "You did it again." Like, did what? I'm like, listen to this. And she's like running film back like he does during practice.
You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for the person who has to transcribe that every single day.
I feel bad for the people that forget what they asked him.
Oh, Manti Te'o on NFL Network.
Hmm. Really?
How about that?
Huh. Is he with his girlfriend?
Looks like it. I don't see her.
Okay. Hey, you know what? You know what?
Minus one.
Why?
I don't know. For both of you, objectively hilarious, but not nice. He was a victim.
Minus one.
He was a victim, dude. This is before everyone knew about catfishing.
Hey.
That was crazy.
So you mean he was the OG?
He was the OG catfish.
Dude. And listen, can I just say something? Just at some point, right?
It's a little pointy point. You know?
Point. At some point.
You got to say that was a point.
And you know somebody got to ask him about it, right? You can't just
I don't think so. I think he's just there to talk football.
But it is.
He already did a documentary on it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out. He wasn't very good.
In the NFL, football. He was not. Yeah.
No.
The NFL, he was not.
No.
But he still played, like, what? Like 3 years?
For the 38th pick? That's not good.
No, it wasn't good. I'm just saying, like, but it, you know, he was good in college, though.
Yeah, because all the other guys weren't as fast and big.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can be Hustle. You can be, you know, Johnny Hustle in college, but they're all bigger and stronger and faster. I think that was the one lesson. That was the hardest, like, holy smokes, when I first got to the NFL to realize that
the biggest linebacker that I would face in college was maybe 235.
Mm-hmm.
We played against Junior Seau. He was maybe 240 and could run. Okay? Now you get into the NFL and you got outside linebackers like LT at 265 and you can't run away from that have the reach of a condor. Right? Yeah. That's hard to, like, you mentally, you realize that, oh, this ain't going, I can't just do like I did in college and just be the most athletic person on the field.
Manti Te'o, 33 years old now.
Let's see. He could still be playing if he had.
He played 2013-16 with the Chargers, 2017-19 with the Saints. And was with the Bears. I don't remember that. I only remember him on the Chargers.
Right.
I don't remember, and I don't remember like how many games he played or anything like that.
Right.
2015. 63 tackles, one pick, one forced fumble. Missed four games of the night.
He was in Heisman talks, though, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, he was a finalist. He was up there. Yeah, he was a finalist. No, he was a sensation in college. Like, it was.
He was defensive Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Except with the fake girlfriend.
And he didn't. And he didn't win the.
Yeah, Tim Tebow, no sex. Manti Te'o, fake sex.
Hmm.
No sex, too.
Same thing.
Like,
yeah, same
fake
thing.
Sex, no sex. You ain't, like, okay.
Wasn't there, like, a dead grandma thing,
Well, no, too? She was dead. That was the thing. The girlfriend died.
Oh, the girl died.
The girlfriend died.
Yeah.
And he, like, dedicated games to her.
And then somebody did what they always do and got to the
bottom. Investigated it. They investigated it. Became a huge. It was, like, one of the first things on Twitter, too. Like, the scan. Like, it all kind of unraveled on social media.
Wow.
Been breaking down film, I guess, since then. Was like, I'll stick to the analyst job. So, Sam Darnold's out there, like, I'm seeing ghosts. He's like, relatable.
You know what? I'm the only one that understood what he was saying. It's not like
It was a bad look.
It's not an uncommon thing.
It was a bad.
It really isn't though.
It was.
He was just too honest.
Wasn't it also like on Halloween?
No.
Too much. I anticipated this question.
You know, I anticipated this question.
Do you
question.
Anticipate minus one, too?
Dude, this is...
Are funny. You giving me minus one?
Yeah.
Minus Why? One.
For what reason? On what
We're
ground?
So pony-ness.
For that.
You know, I anticipated this question.
Back after this. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You never 560 WQAM.
This is old. Uh-oh. Hold on. What's up, camera?
I don't know. It's pointing up, dude. You got that whole thing going on. Let's get to a training camp update here, brought to us by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified instructors and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. So, yesterday, we had this whole situation with a time with
Why
the...
Why you can't use the plug by you?
What are you doing?
There is no plug.
There's a plug right there. Right here.
You're using it.
I'm not using that. That's not my plug. You can unplug that.
You just went around the corner to get next door. Around the world to get next
you
door.
You interrupted Tobin.
You need to grow up.
I don't like that.
Man, lashing out.
Lashing out.
Yeah.
She's been the last 2 days. Remember lash what she did yesterday?
How am I lashing out?
Remember what
I was
she
trying
said
to do something.
Right here, plug. Look. Right here.
Called you an athlete.
No, that's okay. That's fine.
Chop Robinson yesterday.
Ah. Chop.
He was told that Jalen Phillips is sick of him, dude.
What?
Well, he was saying that. He was saying Jalen Phillips says, I got to celebrate more. Chop Robinson not celebrating as a rookie. He's keeping his head down and just doing, just going through getting the work done.
I like that.
But then he was explaining to Jalen Phillips, well, I got a celebration. It's the chop celebration. He's got an axe. Chopping wood.
Yeah.
And so Jalen
Phillips. That's not original.
Well, his name is Chop.
You got to put your own twist on it, though.
Who has the axe? That's name is Chop.
Who used to do that?
Jeremiah Trotter used to have an axe.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ooh. Yeah, I know.
There's a bunch of people that did the
Calais the Campbell's is a baseball swing.
A lot of people did the axe, dude. Axe, that's not original. You gotta tweak it so it's yours.
Their names were not Chop.
But you gotta tweak it so it's yours. You gotta do something that makes it yours.
Nobody has it these days, dude.
Jeremiah Trotter used to do it, and the only reason why you can't do it now is because Jeremiah Trotter Jr. exists.
Is he playing?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Is he an Eagle? I think he's an Eagle. As well,
like does he do the axe or does he not?
He does.
You got to do something to make it yours. You can't like that's like me saying, "Ooh, I'm gonna do the icky shuffle."
How many times how long ago did Jeremiah Trotter play?
Who cares? We knew it was him.
They called him the Axe Man. That's
really?
Yeah. I didn't know that one. Yeah.
Okay, so just to be clear.
His name's Chop. He gets the...
No, you can't have somebody else's celebration.
What about a sideways chop?
Can I get a, instead of over the shoulder?
I'm going to have to see. Like, what did he do? Did he do battle axe? Like, how was...
Jeremiah Trotter was over the shoulder with it.
Yeah.
But maybe we could do sideways.
No, because...
He's been doing it already, though. Like, that's his celebration.
You're getting close to Florida State.
Oh, with what? This? If you do over the shoulder, that's close to Florida State. If you do like sideways, then it's like a baseball thing.
Yeah,
you know. But your hands have to.
You got to figure out something to make it your own.
You guys are quibbling.
No, we're not quibbling. You can't use somebody else's stuff.
The man's name is Chop.
So what?
Maybe okay. After he gets a sack, Zach Sealer will get on all fours, and then he'll chop his back and pretend to collapse like some wood.
I'm more than sure Zach Sealer will play along with that.
Okay, so I was just trying to figure something out.
That was awful.
All right, no, just working things out.
Oh, Chop Robinson eyelids.
Okay, are you trying to find him?
I'm trying to see the chop. I want to see how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
See if we get analyze this, but. of everything you made.
I definitely don't want the FSU chop. I don't want him to do that. Can't do that down here for sure. You know, if you want to do the over-the-head chop, I'm not going to be mad at you necessarily, but it's not going to feel the same. You know, the waddle, completely original. No one ever did that before.
Right.
I need something completely original. His name is Chop, so there's potential there, but...
His name is, there's not many people named after a penguin.
That's true. What about Pork Chop? Maybe he can sizzle.
That's how his name is Pork Chop. Like, that's where it comes from.
What if he sizzles on the ground like a pork chop?
You don't think of a pork chop as sizzling.
What do you...
Bacon.
What?
Someone will bite him.
You
how about this?
Fry your pork chops?
At the end of...
I don't think of it as sizzling, though. I think when you think of... When I see somebody sizzle on the floor, I immediately think bacon.
Maybe some seasoning. He'll pour some seasoning on him.
No.
That doesn't look right.
How about
you
this?
You couldn't stop.
All right.
No.
Just a little bit of crowd of powder.
Just play the clip.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Sorry. Once I showed him my chop celebration, we were just talking in the meeting room. I was showing him my chop celebration. He was like, when you get that sack, I better see it. Or he going to be mad. So when I get that sack, I'm going to definitely hit that celebration for him.
And you guys are saying, no, what about it? What about a celebration from 2009?
I'm just thinking, it's called the Axeman.
Fajita sizzles. Days out.
Fajitas do sizzle. He's right.
Yeah, only at, what is it? Who brings those hot?
Chili's.
Chili's? Yeah.
Ooh,
that hot plate. I question whether that plate's even hot.
No, right? It's hot.
Touch it.
The plate is hot.
I don't eat.
The fajita is not that hot.
You know, I told you, I don't eat. It's too messy.
Listen, you can't say that anymore.
When I'm sitting,
you eat tacos now.
No, I get tacos. I eat them, right. But I'm not going to a restaurant just because the things...
He said, you eat tacos now. No, I get them. I eat them, but no.
It's more of a group thing, right? Everybody likes tacos. I'll eat a couple tacos, right? And I can... And especially can't get tacos with you. You get too much stuff on them.
Look, stop trying to throw me under the bus here.
I'm not throwing you under the bus.
You're deflecting.
Our tacos were great. And then you said it needs more flavor. Get some little cilantro. Get this, get that. Next thing you know, we got stuff all over the floor.
That's a good
because
idea.
It's too much in the
fault.
Taco.
That's not my fault.
He gets a sack. He pulls out a little bottle of mojo. And he's like,
really?
What if he gets a slap chop?
Oh, yes.
So he starts going like this. Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, that's good. How about that? Slap chop.
Chop chop.
Pretty good.
No. No.
Come on.
No. That's terrible. Because you already did that. Who did you do that with?
Chop Robinson.
Chop.
No, you did that with somebody else.
Did not. That was doing that was a Chop Robinson bit. Minus one.
Why are you minus one of me?
For forgetting bits.
An egregious one.
Minus
so
one.
Many bits and lies.
Sergey Bobrovsky.
Woo.
He's called champion.
Hmm? Take a break. Mixed bag next. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Who?
He don't have 1 ounce of athletic ability in his body.
Who does? Frog boy?
Frog boy.
Completely wrong,
did you see
dude.
Him chopping that wood? He's like, he's never done anything athletic.
Yeah. No, I was trying to make it look different.
No, it's all core.
It was all core.
No.
It's like a hip swivel. It's a hip swivel more than anything. Because you don't chop trees overhead. It's crazy.
You chop stumps.
See?
And you cut firewood overhead.
Wait.
Yes.
Why they got Rick James on MLB?
I don't know, dude.
Huh.
Distracted by the television again.
No, but you'll see.
I just don't like you guys are calling Chop Robinson a plagiarizer, basically.
No,
like
no. I'm not saying he's a plagiarizer. But I'm saying
tradition.
He can't use that.
He's going to.
No, he's not.
He's going to.
No, he's not.
He's going to.
You got to put your own twist on it.
No one is coming in and saying, hey, Trotter did that.
Mm.
You got to put your own twist on it.
What if he does the axe and then he falls over like a tree?
Oh, and like he gets his teammates.
If somebody chops him down,
yeah.
That's different.
No. What if he chops a teammate down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that. You know? See that adds a twist. That.
You can only do that with sacks, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Stolen of his legacy. Stolen valor.
Sorry, should have been named Chop Trotter.
By the way, tough name.
Let's go with the mixed bag here.
Let's do it.
Hey.
Which is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
Don't chop nothing. You're fraud.
What say you, Hop Robinson?
Wow. telling you, dude. Just think about it. A little bottle of mojo just comes out of his socks. No one will ever see it coming. It's pretty good.
Really? Nobody see you carrying around some mojo?
Nah, his ankles are a little swollen. Not a problem. We have been talking about the defensive side of the ball for quite some time.
Yeah.
But that isn't our identity, ladies and gentlemen.
It is not.
We are the greatest show on surf with a bunch of speedsters, and another rookie we'll keep an eye on this second preseason game, Jalen Wright. According to Alec Ingold, is crazy fast.
He is crazy fast, and there's a lot of tendencies that you transition from college to NFL. It's a learning curve, and I think Devon has been a great resource for him just going through that last year and being able to have that sounding board of like, okay, this is where you can put your eyes. We both played in the SEC last year. They can have those conversations. So being able to have those conversations, I think those two are really clicking. I think you see it when he's out there playing fast. Like, he obviously did a great job being able to run daylight. He had that whole like catch, turn around, cross the field. Like, that normally doesn't happen in the NFL, but he has that speed and that talent. So it's been cool to see him develop really quick.
He has been the buzz this week. Everybody's been talking about Jalen Wright. Very confident young man, fast, physical. I like it.
And that room is so packed, I think you're going to be shocked at who gets cut or who gets put on practice squad. That room and the wide receiver room, they got to make some tough decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've talked about everybody like they're going to make the team. Everybody's not going to make the team.
I saw Odell yesterday getting all cryptic on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Let me get the caption here for you. He said,
typical.
Though. Put some photos of himself working out, but it's all him lifting. And he
Very
posts.
Very interesting, huh?
What seems overwhelming now will be your testimony later on with a Zen emoji.
Yeah, great.
Well,
I mean, we get that in basketball. Like, okay, him and, like, you don't want to be mentioned in the same sentence as Tyler Hero.
Mm.
Cryptic tweets. Say what you mean, damn it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
It does give me Tyler Hero vibes.
Yeah.
Like, we get it, dude.
It's actually funny because him and Tyler Hero posted the exact same meme yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Not meme. They put what he posted. I'm trying to find it. He posted.
Same caption?
It was a caption, but it was like one of those slideshow captions.
Ah. Gotcha.
You know? Of course.
You know?
Yeah, he posted two. These are the exact same ones. I'm guessing Tyler Hero must have seen this on the account, or maybe he stole it from Tyler Hero. I don't really know. Mm. But it was on his slide.
Who's that?
Would you be surprised if they hung out together?
The dude with the Rick James.
I don't know, dude.
The Jerry Curl.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Would I be surprised if they hang out together? Yeah. I would not be surprised at all if they hung out
that
together.
That definitely, to me, sounds like a match made in heaven, right?
It says, it is...
They can both get in the jacuzzi together, the ice
for
tub.
Sure. Take pictures.
Like lift weights, take pictures.
Yeah, he's look, social media.
Tyler Hero is all about business this offseason.
Oh, right? Yeah.
All about business this offseason.
Funny.
You
guys
what about the swole stuff you sent us last year?
Well, he's still doing
no,
that.
Not, can I just tell you right now? If you send me the swole pitch from last year, this year he almost looks like a windsock.
No, that's not true.
He does look very skinny.
No, that's not true.
He looks very skinny.
I'm
telling you, he looks very skinny.
We're playing a speed game this year. You know, we're going.
You know what I would like the game to play? A health game.
I agree.
Right? And what? Let me ask you.
Too much muscle.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Too much what did they say to Tua when he first got in the league? You need to get bigger. Right? He got bigger. So why in the hell, if you want to stay healthy, would you get skinnier unless you're Shaq? He's not Shaq.
Chris Bosh one time did not like the feeling of all the weight of muscle, and he didn't feel like it was good for his health. Mm. So he lost the weight, and he felt better and more comfortable that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Happens to
okay,
me.
Chris Bosh was
feel the same way.
Hall of Famer.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm going to listen to it.
You can't rule out the Hall of Fame for Tyler Hero, though.
Mm.
Not yet. He's too young. He can still get there.
Hold on. I'm going to say this, and you're right. Name a Hall of Famer that this is Tyler's fifth year?
This is his fifth year, yes. Fifth year? No, sixth year.
Sixth year. That at year six, you didn't already have an idea.
Hmm.
Because contrary to popular belief, people don't realize Ray Allen was a lot better before he got to Boston.
Didn't have an idea that he was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler.
That's not true.
It is true.
No.
As a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. He started showing signs and leading the team before that. Go look at what he did in Chicago.
I saw what he did in Chicago.
Okay. Go over his numbers.
The man in Chicago.
Right.
Oh, if I were to look at the numbers, I bet you like Tyler Hero's scoring numbers are better.
No, but
I'm talking about like the like. An
no,
all-star.
I mean the guy. Go.
I'm looking.
It's rushing.
It's not magic. I have to type.
He is rushing. Go. You. Now.
Give me a second.
Let's go.
I'm not Mike McDaniel. I did not anticipate this question.
I'd say by his fourth year, when he had about 20 points a game, that's probably when he started taking over.
Okay, it was an all-star's fourth year.
Okay. All
right. Not a Hall of Famer though.
But starting his fourth year, then go from there.
Then he was a four-time All-Star straight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw a sign. Fourth year. This is sixth year.
Mm-hmm.
You show me somebody that you say, you had questions, and then their sixth year, they blew up.
Well, I don't have questions. We know he's a good basketball player.
Good basketball player.
Is he going to be a Hall of Famer?
No.
Possible.
No.
Can't rule it out.
No. No, you can sound good all you want. No.
Didn't you say players don't really develop until they're like 26, 27?
Yeah, but you see signs of it. I'm saying you don't get to the best version of who you are until that year 6 or 7.
I'm not ready to call the fight on that yet. I'm not ready to call the fight.
Right? And what I would say about Tyler is that he's never played 82 games.
Could argue he deserved to be an All-Star his third year, though.
Third year?
Yeah, sixth man of the year.
Sixth man of the year. It's possible.
Tell you what.
You could argue it.
He's down in the cards right now, but a knockout is still possible.
I agree. He could still Deontay Wilder it. Is Deontay Wilder a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I say yes.
But he has fallen off.
Well, he's old. He's 40.
Also, he don't got that he dog. Got
he started really late.
He got you don't realize he was sneaky old. Like, he started late.
Tyson Fury broke him. Also, he was...
Not Tyson Fury broke him.
Yeah, Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I think it's a mixed bag. I think if I'm not mistaken.
What do we got else in the mixed bag?
What else,
Marcos?
You know what? Enough of the mumbo jumbo, dude. Let's get to the good stuff. You guys know Will Levis?
I do know Will Levis.
Yeah.
He is the person who ruined the Dolphins season last
correct,
year.
Correct. The culprit.
A true bastard.
Indeed.
But gotta respect it. You know, he won it on the field.
Won it on the field and may have won it off the field with his brand new fragrance. He most notably during his draft experience was known as the guy who put mayonnaise in his coffee.
What?
That was the guy.
In his coffee?
Mayonnaise in his
coffee. That is horrid.
Coffee.
I would not draft him just based on that.
That's fair. That is fair. But remember, he went to an organization whose head coach.
You sure he wasn't trolling?
No, he was dead serious.
No, that was a real thing.
Yeah, it was so much so a real thing. His new fragrance, sponsored by Hellman's Mayonnaise.
Why?
Parfum de Mayonnaise.
This guy's not a franchise quarterback.
Come on.
If I saw Tua doing this, I would have been rats off a ship on Tua.
Wait.
Look at that. Mayonnaise flavored. Scented fragrance.
There's no way. Not real.
I hate mayonnaise.
It is indeed. It is real. Debuted about 2 days ago. He brought it to practice. You know, I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
Who wants to smell like mayonnaise?
I think I will root for the Titans to lose all their games.
Yeah, that is fair. A lifetime deal.
Like,
with
get the finger out.
He puts mayo in
and coffee.
His coffee.
Yeah. So this is an actual thing.
I don't seem. Yeah, hey, can I just say this?
Yep.
A guy that puts mayo in his coffee
shouldn't
have frosted tips.
Well.
It doesn't go well. Right? Like, his hair. Like, he almost should be bald hair.
He probably intended.
I don't think there's any appropriate hair for mayonnaise.
No, I mean frosted. I mean just curled up like it is up top.
He is feathered hair.
If he was bald.
Feathered hair.
It'd be totally okay.
Like, I don't have hair. I don't know what it's called.
If he was bald.
Like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're making it sound like I know all the hair dudes.
You've seen a man look like Fabio with his mayonnaise.
I mean.
Whoa! Mane? Oh, sorry.
That was like a Flabio.
Double entendre. Did I say Flabio?
Yeah.
What else you got, Marcos? I don't like it.
That was awesome.
He just made your decision. Not a fan of it?
All nope. Right. Don't like it.
Something you are a fan of. New George Kittle, dude. Oh, new George Kittle.
I am so excited for new George Kittle. Julian Hill?
Julian Hill, and you'll be excited to hear he's much more comfortable in this offense.
Most like it's like in anything, like where you go to high school, you're the freshman, it's all new, right? You go to college, you're a freshman again, it's all new. You come here, you're a rookie, it's all new. Now I know what the buildings look like. I know who the cafeteria people are. I know who the coaches are. So I'm not walking around figuring out new things, trying to find my way around. I kind of got my routine down. I know how to get in, get out. I know how to make the right plays on the field. I trust it. And again, second year in the offense, man, that's all you need sometimes. So that's the biggest thing, just knowing my way around the facility, knowing my way around the guys, trusting the guys now, having the coaches trust me and whatnot.
New George Kittle, Julian Hill, who Durham Smythe said is the most physical player he's ever played with.
Wow.
This man is my new anytime touchdown bet.
Okay.
I'm on Hard Rock app.
Do you even think they're going to have him, the third string tight end?
They better.
Okay.
They better, or I'm going to write Hard Rock.
Whoa, I'm gonna be like,
make a line.
Strongly worded letter.
Make a line.
All right.
What?
What are the odds you think it's going to be? You think it's going to be higher than River Craig?
It's just another reason you have turned your back on people.
Who have I turned my back on?
River Craycraft.
I haven't turned my back on River Craycraft.
You already said,
I got a new one.
It's true.
My anytime touchdown is now.
It is true.
Yeah. So you
got to think that this year they're going to try and get the tight end thing right out of the way because they didn't throw one tight end.
I told you that.
No. But I'm saying like they want to get the tight end. No touchdowns to tight ends last year. I anticipate first touchdown to a tight end this year, but that tight end is going to be Julian Hill.
Okay. You think so? Not Jonnu Smith?
No.
Who will be on the field and
it'll be a handoff.
They move around like crazy.
He's going to get a reverse touchdown, not a touchdown catch.
Why not?
Because that's what they do. I've been seeing them. Like they've been when I was there at practice one day,
but
they were tinkering.
They do that so you're aware of the different things they can do with Jonnu Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And then what'll happen, they'll just line him up at tight end and do simple stuff. Like that's the whole point. The whole point is everybody's looking, so let's show them everything.
Dade South says, everyone knows the key to success is knowing the cafeteria lady.
I didn't like where he's like, I'm more comfortable now. I thought he was going to talk about the playbook. He's like, I know where the cafeteria is.
Like, yeah, that's not,
I'm like, all right, dude.
I say, is he a big boy? Because that only he's sounds big. Like something the big people say.
Yeah, I know what day is pizza day. You know, I'm pretty locked in.
I tell
in
you now. What, our cafeteria in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Was it good?
No, it's too good.
Oh,
dude, we had like they had these egg and sausage sandwiches, and oh my goodness, there was nothing healthy.
Is the omelet line still long at a player cafeteria?
Because
I'm not sticking around for an omelet line.
Yeah, no, never.
No, you know what? I don't like omelets. You know why? I don't like fried egg. I don't like the dark brown part. That's disgusting.
Just understand.
But like if you have scrambled eggs and it has any kind of crunch.
You like eggs Benedict. Like how do you like, I don't understand, dude.
Dude, what are you?
Sometimes.
Are you shaming me because I like eggs Benedict?
You're like, I mean, I don't like ice cream.
For other things,
I'll
but
take sorbet. That's a traitor egg.
I like, I had custard.
Custard, but no ice cream.
Culver's makes custard.
Don't understand.
They don't do ice cream.
I'm telling you, this guy, anytime touchdown, before the cat's out of the bag.
Dude, can I just ask a question?
I'm saying plus 3,000.
Don't include us.
Are you looking it up?
In all of your.
I'll bet them this week if I'm allowed to. They didn't do player props last week, though. They did like weird player props.
Eggman, who doesn't like Eggs Benedict?
Everyone.
I like it.
Last year, new George Kittle.
It's like, it's the best of both worlds. You got your dipping eggs, and you got the English muffin with the, you can get Eggs Benedict with sausage. I like that. Instead of the ham. Let me tell you something.
Oh, anytime touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
This is, what the hell? This is historical props from last year.
And Steven Stevens asked the dumbest question ever.
What's up?
How do you like Eggs Benedict but not tacos?
Fair point.
It's not that bad.
But it's two different things.
Messy. No, but it's still
shit. It's not messy. I got a fork and a knife.
Plus 4,500.
So, like, last year, new George Kittle, 6 catches, 48 yards for the season. Skyrocketing this year, dude. Anytime touchdown.
Mm.
Oh, I'm going 3 touchdowns for new George Kittle this year.
You don't think John? Who do you think the first tight end to score a touchdown?
John Smith.
Tight end. John Smith.
New Kittle.
They're going to be looking at
John Smith. No,
I'm telling you, they're going to look at John.
Oh, so now we got 8 tight ends in the game.
2 tight end set. So we're going new George Kittle over here and John Smith over here. They go, John Smith. Ah. Oh no, new George Kittle. No look pass from Tua.
No look.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Chop Robinson was saying yesterday. He goes, Tua. He gets me that no look pass all the time. And I got to tell you, I've seen the no-look Tua pass.
Tobin is ex-Benedict Arnold with his Serbian allegiance.
I've seen the no-look pass from Tua because when Tua, one day I went to practice, Tua, you know what, when he threw it to Raheem Mostert, he was looking at me.
Oh.
Like we were looking at each other.
Locked eyes?
We locked eyes. Tua and I, we locked eyes like this. Like this. Oh. And guess where the ball went?
Where'd it go?
To Raheem Mostert.
Damn. That's crazy because I saw the helmet cam of his point of view and you weren't. You
know. I was in there, dude. Trust me, I was there.
I don't think so.
I was there.
All right. Okay.
Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.